AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. In the spotlight at the Oscars, the newspaper drama Spotlight, which won as Best Picture. Brie Larson took Best Actress for Room. The Best Actor winner has been waiting a long time for his trophy.
It was an expected win, but Leonardo DiCaprio says he is not taking his Best Actor Oscar for granted.
It all feels incredibly surreal.
It's DiCaprio's first win in six tries at the Academy Awards, and after getting a standing ovation, he made a pitch to the audience to do something about global warming. He says just as he doesn't take his award for granted, we shouldn't take the Earth for granted. Meanwhile, it's a back-to-back win for DiCaprio's director in The Revenant, Alejandro Iñárritu, who won last year for Birdman. Oscar Wells Gabriel, Los Angeles.
Complaints about a lack of diversity among acting nominees was addressed often by host Chris Rock.
Well, I'm here at the Academy Awards, otherwise known as the White People's Choice Awards. You realize if they nominated host, I wouldn't even get this job.
Sound courtesy Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. North Korea trotted out a detained American for what they called a news conference. University of Virginia undergrad Otto Wambier apologized for taking a political sign from a hotel and begged to be freed.
Please, I have made the worst mistake of my life.
In the presidential race, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio continue to hammer at Donald Trump over the GOP frontrunner's character and lack of policy specifics. Rubio says Trump is hurting the U.S. economy by exporting jobs for his clothing line.
This is a guy who says, I'm going to take on China because they're stealing our jobs. Well, that's where he makes all of his suits and ties, in China and in Mexico and in Indonesia.
Republican voters across 11 states head to the polls tomorrow on Super Tuesday. This is AP Radio News. An Ohio pastor was shot and killed in his church office in Dayton as services were winding down Sunday. Police say they plan to charge the Reverend William Schuler's brother in the killing. The Reverend Hence Coates was a friend of the victim.
When people are killing each other in church, that's make people going to do two things, or even instead of bringing their weapons to the church, are not coming because of the incident that happened.
In Iraq, the death toll from devastating back-to-back market bombings carried out by the Islamic State group in eastern Baghdad has climbed to 73. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer doesn't like the airlines shrinking the size of seats to squeeze in more passengers.
I will be introducing an amendment to require the airlines to go back to the old system, 35 inches, 18 inches. 35 inches for legroom, 18 inches as the width of the seat.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.